devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Devils Advocates Radio Show, the headlines yesterday's, but this show, we're doing it live, I swear to God. Dominic, after the January 6th hearing last night, I watched Stephen Colbert. He did it live last night, had Chris Hayes on from MSNBC. But there was another guy staying up late last night, and, you know, I can't tweet out like he used to, so had to go to the Truthy socials. But Donald Trump had a lot to say, and he had some vengeance to take last night on a disloyal sleazebag like Mitch McConnell. His takeaway is Mitch McConnell is a disloyal sleazebag.
I'm not saying that Trump, and sometimes, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day, right?
It is. 844-967-2789. A little bit of the coverage here. Former President Donald Trump went on a massive tirade late Thursday night. Massive. It was huge, Dom. After the House Select Committee on the January 6th riot concluded their latest public hearing. The end of season one, if you will, Dom. I'm looking forward to season two.
In September.
Got to say goodbye for the summer, but they'll be dropping, back in the fall.
It's going to drop quick, man. More information has come to light, man.
Trump ended his night by trashing Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell as a disloyal sleazebag after the committee displayed irrefutable evidence that the former president did nothing for 3 hours while watching on TV. As rioters stormed the Capitol building, Trump appeared to be trying to place blame everywhere but on his own lap, and included House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in his Truth Social meltdown. Well, at least we know where Ron Johnson sourced his newest attacks on Nancy.
Right.
Before writing, is this the same Mitch McConnell who was losing big in Kentucky and came to the White House to beg me for an endorsement and help? Without me, he would have lost in a landslide, a disloyal sleazebag. I had an election rigged and stolen from me, and our country, the USA, is going to hell. Am I supposed to be happy?
Still out there, man. Still saying it. Still fomenting the coup, man. I mean, this part of the coup, if you talk about the seven spokes of the wheel or all the different strategies, well, this was one of them, the lie. And he's still doing it. He's still engaging in a coup upon this country as we speak.
Dom, there are Trump allies in the state of Wisconsin today. The Republican leader of the assembly committee hearing or city assembly committee on elections is calling for the decertification of the last election, you know, because Donald Trump wants it a little bit more. Trump last night on the Truthy Social, you know, before he went talking about America going to hell in a handbasket, he said this. One, but crooked Hillary Clinton, Stacey Abrams, and many others contested their elections and for far longer than I. Really? You've been going on 2 years or longer. Two, how do they know I watched on TV? Maybe they called the cable company. Three, I never said that to Kevin McCarthy, who came to Mar-a-Lago to say hi. Very early on, the unselects don't say this. So many lies and misrepresentations by the corrupted, highly partisan unselect committee. Liz Cheney is a sanctimonious loser. Just sort of randomly throws that out there. Guess it kind of, you know, it takes one to know one, Trump. A little bit more. The great state of Wyoming is wise to her. Why not show the tapes or interview those that with evidence challenge the election? And then it's Nancy Pelosi's fault. She turned down the troops. Perhaps she was disengaged, maybe looking for her husband.
I mean,
well, yeah, Trump's never been accused of looking for his spouse.
Unbelievable, man. I mean, they're like third graders.
Well, a little bit more, Dom. You know, Fox News wasn't covering the event, right? They did not
coverage. Yeah, we talked about it.
Coverage.
No, so none. That's Trump BS, could, Crudy. That's BS.
Well, you know what they did have on? They had Josh Hawley on while they were, you know, kind of casting a little shade at Josh Hawley and his wussy ass for running away from the insurrectionists. He was appearing live on Fox News, you know, their commentary nightly lineup.
Well, and you can't just, if you're going to, you know, rip on Hawley, certainly Fox News is justified too. I mean, look at all those Fox stars that were screaming and texting and trying to get Trump to do something, and how this is all unacceptable behind the scenes, right? But then when the camera turns on, then it's all Trump.
I don't think any of them acknowledged that last night during the primetime lineup.
Weird, huh? Funny how that works.
But the interesting part, the ironic part, Trump was forced to watch coverage over on CNN. Yeah.
And how because do we know? Fox didn't cover it.
Because Fox didn't cover it, and because he went truthy socialin' at CNN last night. A little bit more. Trump also appears to have been watching CNN's coverage because he lashed out at host Jake Tapper, writing, "Big Tapper of CNN is so biased and pathetic. No wonder CNN's ratings are at an all-time low. P.S. Almost all Trump-endorsed candidates have won or are winning." He just had to throw that in there for good measure.
Yep, yep.
Eat at Joe's. Best salad bar on the island. 844-967-2789. So you see where his head's at.
Well, we know where his head's at. I mean, this is now where the party is at. They're a bunch of third graders, you know, pulling pigtails on the playground. I mean, this is an embarrassment. It's a freaking joke.
Pigtails? They got bear spray. They'll bear spray your ass, and then they'll beat the cops with their own.
It is
billy clubs.
The petulant lying and complaining about the circumstances of the last election. I mean, he is the leader of the MAGA. He is the leader of the GOP, and this is how he communicates. This is how he talks. So we should not be surprised whatsoever when we start seeing rank and file guys like Josh Hawley raising a fist, and then of course running away when it gets a little too hot in the kitchen. Right?
I see this as sort of the sucker punch party. Republicans, they never would look you in the eye and have a fair fight. But if I was talking to you and looking away, oh, would I get a rabid punch? Would I get, you know, punched, sucker punched by a Josh Hawley? Oh yeah, I think so. I think that's about the sort of character they have.
It's even worse than that. They'll lie to some poor schmuck to come out and have them punch you, and then they'll try to deny that they had anything to do with it.
Run away together.
Uh-huh.
Just pump a fist. Hey, punch that guy. I gotta go.
You know, it's these committees and this conversation and the evidence again and the testimony by you know, true red Republicans, true believers, Republicans, you know, and proud Republicans, at least they used to be.
Have we seen a single Democrat testimony wise at the January 6th committee? I don't recall a single Democrat that was played on the video because there were no Democrats serving in the Trump administration, right? All the witnesses were the Trump sycophants. Let's get to the phones. 844-967-2789. Grievances aired here daily, but mostly on Fridays. Dick from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, that Mark Meadows thing I told you to look for, he must feel really good today after Josh Hawley last night. Kind of takes the heat off.
Right.
Looking at that. But another thing, Johnson, you forgot another thing he described that day. They were jovial. They were jovial. And then one real quick thing with Hawley, I think he has a future, not in politics, in tract. I think he could have beat Carl Lewis, Bob Hayes, or Jesse Owens in their prime.
I don't know, man. I've seen on some social media postings on Twitter specifically, SBNation.com. Don't know. Just see the screen. Josh Hawley ran a 7.2 in the 40 at the January 6th combine. So someone extrapolated the data and did the math and say Hawley's running a 7.2. And I guess it's in dress shoes, perhaps. So that doesn't seem too fast in a 40. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have to get an hourglass in that case. But last but not least, do you think that maybe Bannon will get extra time being the worst-dressed inmate?
I don't know how many shirts they allow you to wear up in the pokey, man, but he's going to be over the quota, I'm sure.
I hope he loses his mattress on the first night. thank you, Dick. Dick's always an abrupt ender of conversations. When he's done, he's outie. Dom, apparently the January 6th committee is quite happy about the outcome the convictions of Steve Bannon. Bannon convicted today on two charges of contempt of Congress. Of course, he was ignoring the subpoenas of the J6 committee. Here is what the select committee posted on the Twitter where Trump's not allowed. The conviction of Steve Bannon is a victory for the rule of law and an important affirmation of the select committee's work. As a prosecutor stated, Steve Bannon chose allegiance to Donald Trump over compliance with the law. Just as there must be accountability for all those responsible for the events of J6, anyone who obstructs our investigation into these matters should face consequences. And then shrug emoji. No, I'm kidding. No shrug emoji. No one is above the law, the committee tweeted. Bannon had brazenly predicted he would vigorously fight the charges, but did not testify or call a single witness in his defense. This didn't seem like the misdemeanor from hell, Mr. Bannon. A reporter shouted outside the courthouse, "What happened?"
We have a little sound from the convicted Steve Bannon from the trial, or after the trial, I would assume here. Evan, let's do cut number four. Steve Bannon on the gutless committee. Apparently wanted them to show up.
I only have one disappointment, and that is the gutless members of that show trial committee, the J6 committee, didn't have the guts to come down here and testify in open court.
You didn't have the guts to testify in open court. Right. In your own defense. Why would they come down here to sully their lives with your conviction?
Yeah, talk about a show trial. Again, the gaslight. It's just it's bizarro world. One more from Bannon, cut five.
I stand with Trump and the Constitution, and I will never back off that ever.
You can stand with Trump or you can stand with the Constitution, but you really can't do both, Steve.
You cannot do both. Both of those things cannot exist at the same time. It's like matter and antimatter, but that's science. Don't worry your pretty little self about it, Steve Bannon.
844-967-2789. No one's ever called him pretty. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Oh, good Lord. I mean, Steve Bannon, I mean, he should actually read the Constitution and read the American Constitution preamble, not the preamble to the Confederate Constitution or the Articles of Confederation. Currently, it's the U.S. Constitution.
Well, I think Steve Bannon, Mark, and I know you're a smart guy, and I think Steve Bannon is an incredibly smart guy. I think he's very adroit. I think he's very well read. I think he's far more strategic than most of the Trumpsters. And I think ultimately Bannon thinks somehow he's got the power through a podcast to start the next revolution. I mean, nobody walks out of court after double conviction, seeming that, I'm going to give him hell. Well, of course, you're not going to give him hell. You're going to give him your fingerprints, and then you're going to get booked.
and he's going to go to jail, and he should be going directly to jail. This crap, they can wait till October or whatever to sentence him. No, you can sentence him right away. Put his ass in jail so he can't spin this crap, continually, because the coup is ongoing. I mean, that's what occurs to me, is the coup is ongoing, and there's plenty of Wisconsin politicians participating in it. Janelle Branchen, Robin Voss, fat-ass Gableman. I mean, that they're all, trying to keep the coup going. And, I mean, and enough of this stuff. Joe Biden won the election. He's our president. And Joe Biden is, they are fortunate that Joe Biden isn't acting like the tyrant that Janelle Branchen thinks he is. Because otherwise, they would be in a deep, dark hole someplace.
Well, I'd like to see them end up somewhere in the hole, 30 days or more.
More?
It's kind of like going to a football game when, your team's down like 9 touchdowns. And the crowd's trying to do the wave. But it keeps sputtering. It's like these are the efforts to decertify. It's like the fourth quarter wave when there's only 19,000 fans left in the stadium and you're down 63-1.
And there's the game is over. They're still sitting in the stadium from a game last year trying to do the wave.
Hey, we won the Rose Bowl in 1996. Decertify the results. Come back, more Devils.